So as we get ready for the weekend's footballing action, it's the time where you might want to start looking at your fantasy football team as we get ourselves ready for game week 22. As always, we're joined by Joe from fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hello there.
So then, going into this week's game week, a lot of people may have struggled a bit in game week 21. I think the average points in fantasy football was down slightly. My team, which has been absolutely flying of late, I actually came in 3 points under the average, and it's really turned out to be such an unpredictable season, hasn't it?
Yes, the writing was on the wall at the beginning of the season, really. Suddenly Leicester were flying, Watford weren't getting beaten, they were actually beating other teams. Bournemouth weren't rolling over. So already it started unpredictably with, you know, Chelsea as well, right at the bottom of the table towards the start of the season. And it continued the last game week. So, you know, we had players like Defoe scoring a hat-trick out of nowhere, rolling back the years. We had Sergio Aguero not scoring, Harry Kane not scoring. I had a bad game week. I think a lot of people had a bad game week. So hopefully game week 22 will be a bit better.
I've got to say well done to the person, though, who managed to get the highest total, which was 130. I'm just trying to load up their game here. Bench boost was played. That would explain that, with Defoe, Van Aanholt and Robert Huth on their bench. So that would explain that one. But in terms of the kind of unpredictability, does this mean that we should all now be rushing to put the likes of a Jermaine Defoe in our side? Or can we count that as a bit of a fluke, considering Defoe has got Tottenham, Bournemouth and Man City to come in the next three games?
No, I wouldn't be going to rush in getting Defoe in. If you look at the current underlying stats and also his current goals, yeah, he's top. He's top of shots on target over the last couple of games, so he deserves to be there. But can he maintain that? That's difficult. What we're trying to do, we're trying to predict the unpredictable. So what we're looking for is the next Defoe. And there's something that we use at Fantasy Football Scout. We have a whole bank of stats to look at, and one of them is we can construct tables out of these, and one that I and a number of people have constructed is something called goals imminence table, and this is something that what it does is it looks at those players that have had loads and loads of shots on goal, loads of goal attempts, but for some reason they're not scoring. So it might be that they're not accurate, it might be that they're shooting from too far away, and so we look at that table, and it's actually proved quite an accurate way of predicting the unpredictable. So going into game week 21, on that table was Wayne Rooney. He scored 2 goals. Sigurdsson, he scored. Mitrovic at Newcastle, he scored. Giroud scored as well. So it does work. Would you like to get some names going into game week 22? See if we can predict the unpredictable for that.
Yeah, go on. Let's have a go at this.
So we've got some names on here. Dele Alli, he's had 15 goal attempts, only 1 goal, but he's got 6 shots on target. So that's quite good. So he's edging towards half his shots on target. And remember, he's a midfielder that's priced around the 5 million mark. So that's pretty good. He's got Sunderland next. If we're going to be predicting the unpredictable, I think Ali may score. We've got Sterling in there, 13 goal attempts, 10 of those inside the box. So he's getting really close as well. He's close to scoring as well. Aguero, a popular player drafted in so far, 11 goal attempts over the last 4 game weeks, but 10 inside the box. I mean, that's a phenomenal amount. So he's your fox in the box there. And here's an odd name, Darren Fletcher at West Brom. Quite surprising. He's actually scored in recent weeks and assisted. He's had 10 goal attempts and 7 inside the box. So something has happened at West Brom, and Darren Fletcher has got further forward. And just a final name as well, back to Spurs again, Eric Lamella. 10 goal attempts over the last 4 game weeks. And 7 inside the box. So this is what we're looking at here. We're looking at those who are kind of getting into the box, almost scoring. So if we're going to try and predict the unpredictable, this is possibly a good way of doing it.
And I'm noticing in that there's no Leicester players that you've just mentioned. Now, I know that Claudio Ranieri this week, and I love Claudio Ranieri's interviews, he's always so entertaining, is coming out and saying, well, we're a counter-attacking team, that's how we play best. Does that, from the point of view of fantasy football, does counter-attacking work? Because I guess when you look at the stats, suddenly your going forward attempts, your shooting and things like that, are likely to go down if you're suddenly going counter-attacking.
With all of these things, you can't take one guide in isolation. You have to use your judgment as well. Jamie Vardy actually does creep in at the bottom of this table. which is not bad. There, 10 goal attempts, 8 in the box. So he's just creeping in there. So I wouldn't be. I mean, I personally got rid of Jamie Vardy last week. I'm slightly regretting it because he's got Aston Villa next. So if we're going to be predicting the unpredictable, Jamie Vardy may score. But yes, you've got to look at. You've got to actually use your eyes as well. Watch the game. At the top of this table is a name I didn't mention because I always just skip over him. Philip Coutinho, 17 goal attempts. He's injured at the moment, so no one's going to get him in. But 17 goal attempts the last 4 game weeks, 1 on target and 3 inside the box. So 14 of those are outside the box. That indicates he may get the odd goal, and it will probably be one of those worldy ones from about 50 yards out. But he's not a player to get in on this. He's not a goal imminent player. So yeah, you've got to use your eyes. You've got to use other things as well, and things like how the style of play. Are they counter attacking? You know, what's the opposition like? Is it the kind of team that kind of sits deep? Is it the kind of team that can get caught out on the break as well? So these are the things you need to look at as well.
You mentioned Jamie Vardy. I'm lucky because I just moved into my bench for the midweek game, so I've still got him there to move back in, which I think I'll now do. One other thing which, Joe, you and I, we were chatting last week about the window and the fact that it's not usual to bring a player who's only just appeared in the Premier League maybe, and or maybe just at a new side, and put them straight in. One thing I have noticed, though, if you go to the fantasy football website, so fantasy.premierleague.com, if you go to that version of the game, you guys provide the scout section there, and I did notice that Benik Afobe, player that we know up here, formerly on loan at Huddersfield, of course, then made waves at Wolves, and is now at Bournemouth. He's actually one of the players that on the website has been tipped. So is that a case that he maybe breaks the mould slightly because we know him in the English game and that he was put straight in, or is it a case that, well, maybe actually by this point players are starting to bed into how things would be in the Premier League if they've just transferred him?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's quite a good example because he's there for the long haul for Bournemouth. They've been targeting him for a while, and as you said, at Huddersfield and at Wolves, we know that he can play in the English game, albeit at the Championship level. So the prediction there is that eventually he'll come good. He didn't have a largely impressive debut, though, which could be first-day nerves. Who knows? I mean, he was very, very low on shots, very low on accuracy as well. I think one of the reasons that tipping him as well is injuries as well. Josh King may or may not be fit, so he's his immediate rival there. They've also got Graben in as well, so there's another option there. I think Afobe is the one that's probably going to go there. So if we think Bournemouth are going to continue scoring, then go for the guy that we think is going to be at the top of that tree of players. So, yeah, I think he's a good one. He's probably amongst the most likely to do well out of the newer players.
And any injuries that may have gone under the radar since the midweek games?
Well, I mentioned Bournemouth there. Found out this morning Matt Ritchie is 50-50. That could be good news for Iturba, another new player at Bournemouth. So that means he may get a start. Ryan Mason is still out for Spurs, so that could be good news for the likes of Dembele. Bentaleb even could make that game. Hazard's still a doubt. Keep an ear out on Chelsea press conferences today. Shaqiri, Stoke, he looks to be out. And big Andy Carroll, he looks like he's out for a number of weeks now. So that's West gone again. So that's actually good news for those that have got his rivals there. So bad news for Andy Carroll. Good news for fantasy managers with Antonio Valencia in their side, because that heightens his attacking threat, I think.
Well, Joe from fantasyfootballscout.co.uk, always great to get you on the show. A few people have noticed that both my fantasy team but also their own has improved in recent weeks, so I think we're putting that one down to you. So if you want to find out more, fantasyfootballscout.co.uk, or as I say, if you are playing via the premierleague.com version of the game on there, you can find more from the Scout by just literally tapping on the Scout tab at the top. But Joe, for now, thank you very much.
Thank you.